Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
We're pleased to welcome Antoine Staley, who I'm sure is, gosh, spent his entire 36 hours, last 36 hours working. And thank you for joining us, even though no doubt it's been a whirlwind from the New York Daily News covering the Jets and the NFL. Well, what has the emotional roller coaster been like?
It's been a lot. I mean, I think people have just been, obviously, Aaron Rodgers and, you know, him going down and even before the game and, you know, he driving into MetLife Stadium on Monday. It was a shelter in place and bad weather and lightning in the area, and fans had to deal with that. And then once they get in the stadium, and you know, it was 9/11, obviously, and all the emotion that comes from that, and you know, the player introductions, and you know, seeing the players come out with, you know, American flags, and you know, once the game gets started, to the Bills punt, and you're thinking, oh yeah, Aaron Rodgers, we're gonna see him, you know, just finally lead our team to possibly, you know, playoffs and Super Bowl, and poof, four plays in, you know, tears his Achilles out for the season. And you know, it was devastating. It's devastating to an organization and fan base that really labeled him as a savior. I know he didn't want that label, but that's basically what it was. And you know, I'm sure a lot of fans, especially you've been hearing it all day on, you know, sports talk radio, social media, they're just crushed that, you know, Aaron Rodgers won't be able to play again this year.
What has your day been like? How many interviews have you done? How many stories? Plus the press conference.
I can tell you because it's been a lot. I ended up getting like about 30 or so requests, maybe more than that. But you know, I did about 4 or 5 probably. So yeah, it's been really a whirlwind. To be quite honest with you, it has to be a all time record for me. Like I never knew this many people had my phone number.
Well, we appreciate you including us on the very important list of interviews that you're doing in the wake of this happening. Antoine, what did you take away from the comments from Robert Saleh on Monday? Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday, basically. I mean, yeah, he spoke on Tuesday as well. And basically, he just, you know, it reiterated that Zach Wilson is his quarterback and, you know, trying to build confidence in Zach. And I think the teammates kind of rallied around him. And we kind of saw that in the locker room. I thought going in, we would see kind of a bit of a somber locker room, considering that what we thought, you know, what might happen to Aaron, you know, torn Achilles. But I think the players are really optimistic about Zach. And we're talking about a guy that, you know, lost the confidence in the locker room last year, especially after the Patriots, you know, lost to the Patriots 10-3 in November in New England. And he ended up losing his starting job and got benched multiple times. But coaching staff and the players say he's a different player. I mean, different players at this point. They're talking about he's more accountable, doing the things that he's supposed to be doing, you know, obviously on the field and off the field. And he's at a place where they feel like he can lead them possibly to the playoffs. I don't know if, you know, Super Bowl is going to be their aspirations now, although I'm sure, you know, they'll tell you that externally, but internally I still feel like they believe they are a contending team in the AFC as far as the playoffs.
What have you seen in Zach Wilson that would indicate he is more prepared to step into this role than he was a year ago? Because as you mentioned, he's had multiple opportunities and it's not panned out.
I wrote an article last year talking about, like, he felt like he was entitled to the starting role. I don't feel like that anymore. Now, you know, it's easy to say that, you know, when you got bench and, you know, Aaron Rodgers comes in and things of that nature too. But I figure in the preseason, he played really well. He didn't turn the ball over. He was efficient. And he was a sound decision maker. You know, yes, he threw the one interception last night against Buffalo, but, you know, you look at third quarter on, I think he really made a lot of good plays there. You know, Alan Lazard, obviously the play to Garrett, a couple of plays to Garrett Wilson there to really lead them to the victory, to help lead them to the victory. And, you know, Zach Wilson is not going to be Aaron Rodgers. I don't think anybody's expecting that, but they just need him to take care of the football, you know, be efficient, and then allow their defense to do their thing, and also special teams do. If he can do that, then I definitely think the Jets have an opportunity to try to sneak into the playoffs.
We're spending a few minutes with Antoine Staley, who's very popular today on the day we find out that Aaron Rodgers did, in fact, rupture his Achilles and will be out for at least this coming season. Antoine covers the Jets and the NFL for the New York Daily News. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. No, it's way too early to tell. But going back to when Aaron was introduced as the new quarterback of the Jets and took the pay cut and the restructuring and all of that, it seemed like he was interested in playing more than one season. What does this mean for the future?
Yeah, Robert Saleh was asked about that today. He didn't want to speak for Aaron, but they want him to still be in their plans and want to be part of the future. He signed a restructure of a 2-year deal worth $75 million guaranteed, and I definitely think, you know, they want him to be part of the future next year. Beyond that, I don't know. I mean, it was an article in the New York Post that said Aaron Rodgers is entertaining that he wants to play till he's 45. I don't know if that's going to be the case, especially now, considering he suffered an Achilles injury. But, you know, I have a hard time believing he's going to want to go out like this, even though it's going to be, you know, long rehab. It's going to be hard. Achilles injuries are very difficult no matter what age you suffer them at. And then he's almost 40 years old. But I think the thing is, too, it's not like, you know, he's not married. He doesn't have any children. He loves football, obviously. He's playing at the age that he is and still played it at the high level. I think he's going to want to come back and, you know, try to rewrite this story with the Jets, too. Whether that's at the MVP level or not, I don't know. But I have a feeling if I had to bet money, I would bet that Aaron Rodgers is probably going to try to play at least in 2024.
Even for people who are not fans of the Jets, what I've heard from friends all over the country, even other radio interviews that I've done, is it's better for the NFL when Aaron Rodgers is playing. But just the 6 months of buildup and hype to have it kind of fizzle out in the first couple minutes. I mean, Antoine, you spent the last 6 months talking about this guy only to have it go poof in 4 snaps.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like air got lifted out of a balloon last night at the stadium. And that's just basically how it went down, and it felt like a funeral. Just cut it short there. But, you know, I always gauge things. So, like, my mother is not necessarily a sports fan, but she hears things, she watches the news, but she knows what's happening, like, just going around the world. And so she understands, like, the big news picture stories, and, you know, obviously when – you know, you're not a sports fan, but you're still hearing about, you know, certain people. And Aaron Rodgers is obviously a hot-button target, not only in sports, but also just around the world. Him, you know, joining the Jets, especially the media market that New York is. And everybody had anticipation to want to see him play this upcoming year. And for that to happen, it hurts a lot of Jets fans, especially considering they hadn't made the playoffs in 12 years.
Right.
They hadn't won a division since 2002. And also, you know, the crazy thing about it was Vinny Testaverde was actually in the building last night, and Vinny suffered a very similar type injury in 1999, a year after they made the AFC Championship. Vinny goes down, tears his Achilles. He's out for the season, and the Jets end up finishing 8-8 after that. And Bill Parcells ended up retiring, and, you know, a lot of other things happened with that. So, yeah, I just felt like that was kind of a bit of an irony, you know, that Vinny was in the same building and the same thing kind of happened to him too as well.
And we'll see what the ripple effects are from the injury. Antoine Staley of the New York Daily News with us here, CBS Sports Radio. What is the backup plan to the backup plan at quarterback, considering that Zach Wilson wasn't supposed to be the starter? Who's going to back him up?
Well, right now, it's Tim Boyle, who was on the practice squad, ended up signing him, I believe, in April. They ended up cutting him, and now he's been on the practice squad. But they are looking for active veteran quarterbacks there. Joe Flacco is obviously an option. He's familiar with the Jets, and they're familiar with him. Obviously, this is a new system with Nathaniel Hackett in there, so it would have he would have to learn a brand new system as well. They've made phone calls. They're gonna, you know, test the free agent market, but also the trade market too as well. The problem is it just happens so quickly that I don't know if teams are gonna be willing to give up a commodity backup quarterback this early in the year, considering that we still have 15 more games to go, and anything happened to their backup quarterback too. So yeah, they're in a bit of a pickle. It's not like we're at the trading deadline and we have guys that are established or rookie quarterbacks that have played, and they might be the guy now. You know, these queens are going to try to clamor to hold on to them because, you know, it's the unknown. Their starting quarterback can go down at any time too as well.
Can we focus on the positive? How about that defense last night?
I think we kind of knew what the defense was going to play at a high level, too. I know DJ Reed, you know, talked about how he felt like the defense could be at a legendary level. I know he compared it to the 85 Bears and the 2013 Seahawks. But, yeah, I think that's kind of what's going to have to be their formula. It was sort of like last year where their defense was top four in the league and yards and points allowed. I definitely think they have an opportunity to do that once again. They're just going to have to rely on the defense and special teams too. Obviously, Xavier Gibson had that big monster return there for a touchdown. It was such a bit of a roller coaster there, you know, on all ends last night, whether it be obviously Aaron going down and the defense forcing four turnovers on Josh Allen, which is a whole another completely different story. A lot of people, you know, thought the Bills would, and they still could be, you know, a player in the AFC, but that was definitely a tough way for them to start. And then undrafted rookie and Xavier Gibson end up being the hero in the game, winning the game, winning touchdowns. So yeah, it was a crazy whirlwind for the Jets all the way around.
Such a neat moment, though, for him because of his story that was portrayed on Hard Knocks. What have you got to know about him, about his personality, or what role he might play for the team?
Well, we saw him in the preseason, and a guy that was drafted out of Stephen F. Austin, and that's in Texas for some people that aren't necessarily familiar with college football, too. I thought I'd just throw that out there. But, yeah, I mean, it's a guy that has a ton of talent, a speedster, as you kind of saw last night if you looked at the play there. And he made some big plays, you know, whether it be, you know, at the receiver position and or at the returner. And the Jets certainly need that. They ended up letting go of Braxton Berrios. They had a bit of a void there. And then it was really between him and, you know, they could use Mecole Hardman, but I think they're trying to use him more in the receiver role there. So why not have a guy that also can flash there and be a big-time returner? You saw his electricity in the preseason, and he displayed the same thing last night too. And they played told us they felt like he was going to break one for a touchdown at some point. They didn't think it'd be week one, but, you know, crazy enough, it ended up happening. And a lot of bad things happened for the Jets last night, obviously, with Aaron Rodgers. That was a good thing. At least they started out 1-0, and especially with a daunting schedule ahead.
Right, no doubt. And it was great to see Breece Hall run the way he did.
Yeah, Breece Hall, yeah, I mean, he was on a bit of a pitch count last night, but he made it work, like the carries that he did. I mean, had over 100 yards in the first half and just was electric. I know I asked him personally did he feel like he was going to score on that 83-yard run, and he was kind of, you know, not happy he got caught from behind, but he's still working his way back there. He doesn't necessarily have all his endurance back, considering like they've been kind of easing him in there, but they feel like as the season goes on, he's going to be even more of a big player. But, you know, for him to coming off the ACL injury of less than a year removed from that, and then they have the game that he did 100 yards before halftime, I think it's astonishing. And so I definitely think the Jets feel a positive vibes for Breece Hall this upcoming year, especially in week one with the performance that he had.
Antoine, I know that it's a huge hit to lose Aaron Rodgers, not minimizing that at all, but this was a fairly good team without the quarterback. So if you consider how the Jets responded on Monday Night Football, but also the leadership, some of the veterans they have, how confident are you that they'll be able to weather this adversity and continue forward? Because the entire season is still staring them in the face.
I think they can still be a player in the AFC, but it's tough, man. It's, you know, you got all these teams that are clamoring for, you know, one of the wild card spots, even division there. I think Miami, you know, I think what they showed against the Chargers, they showed they're probably, going to be the favorite, at least right now, to win that division there. Buffalo's still going to be there. I wouldn't necessarily count out New England, although they did lose to the Eagles, but I think they look better in the second half as well. But, you know, AFC North is stacked. I mean, Cleveland, you know, beat the brakes off of the Bengals the other day. So, yeah, I think they're going to be a lot better. And obviously Deshaun Watson seems like he's starting to, you know, get that formula that he was that ended up having with the Texans many years ago there. And then you got the AFC West, so you got the Chargers, you got the Chiefs. You know, maybe the Raiders will be a player. I'm not necessarily sure, but, you know, you got seven spots in the conference, and, you know, the rest of the other teams are going to be left out in the cold. But I definitely think the Jets showed last year they have the ability to at least contend for one of those wild card spots or one of those playoff spots, and I think they will. I think they will be in the mix. I'm not sure they're going to get in now without Aaron Rodgers, but I think they'll be in the end, kind of like what's happened last year too as well.
Any idea when we might hear from him or when we might get any details on his treatment, his surgery?
We asked about that today. Robert Sala said he didn't have any information. From what I understand, that the surgery will probably happen in the next week or so. Beyond that, it might take a few months. I assume we'll hear from him later on in the season once he's able, you know, get a little bit further in the rehab process. But yeah, it's unknown when we will have a conversation with him. But hopefully, we will soon, just to get some clarity and some on that too about what happened.
Did Robert Saleh or anyone else say anything about speaking to Aaron and how he's doing?
Yes, they talked about how I felt down, and, you know, it felt like he kind of let his teammates down and things of that nature too. I know Randall Cobb pretty much wanted to get out the locker room pretty quickly because him and those two have a really good relationship and wanted to talk to Aaron. Aaron ended up leaving the stadium last night during the game, obviously, considering, you know, everything that happened. And I assume he was feeling down. And Dwayne Brown, who ended up giving the sack up to Leonard Floyd, just was distraught, really.
Aww.
You know, you could tell he was very emotional. I don't want to say he felt like it was his fault, but you can tell that, you know, when something happens like that and then a defender, you know, gets past you and it end up hurting, you know, your starting quarterback, you have to feel a certain way, and you could tell, like, he was very emotional and was lost for words about what happened.
What an emotional roller coaster it has been going back to Monday evening with all the anticipation, the buildup, and then the injury to Aaron, which will require a year of recovery. And that, of course, means people like Antoine, who cover the Jets, have been riding that wave, too. So we need to give him some time to sleep. You can follow him on Twitter at Antoine Staley, A-N-T-W-A-N, covers the Jets, the NFL for the New York Daily News. Popular guy. Again, thank you for including us on your list, Antoine. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. And never a dull moment in covering the NFL.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
You did it.
Along with millions of people who prioritized their health and got vaccinated against COVID-19 to help protect against severe illness and hospitalization too. Now let's keep it up.
Keep it up.
With this season's updated COVID-19 shot designed to help protect against recent variants. According to the CDC, you can get a COVID shot at the same visit as your flu shot if you're due for both. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more and schedule on the CDC's vaccines.gov.
Keep it up.
Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.